Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Mission Z Empowering Change podcast, brought to you by our sponsor, Long Island Prevention and Resilience Enrichment Program. I'm Paul Vecchione. It's great to be with you here today as we bring our conversation to you and discuss the issues that Generation Z, our children, face today. The Mission Z podcast is here to bring people out there who are dedicated to making a difference here with us to talk about what they're doing and how their work is impacting our world, how they're making a difference to help others around them, and of course, how a call to action can empower change, and that is what we are here to do. And today, we have a great guest here with us all the way from Beaverton, Oregon. He is Jeff Otis, founder of Project OTY. He and his team have built a unique platform empowering students, teens, and young adults to move forward in their lives with confidence, and Project OTY is essentially helping young adults own their future while removing the anxiety, fear, and uncertainty in the process. It is a 16-step online platform to help kids figure out what they want in life, what excites them. Jeff is a business leader, an author, and just doing so many cool things. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Jeff, how are you today?
Paul, I'm doing great. It's awesome to be here. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, you've got so much going on here. And I think just let's start off from the, you know, from the beginning. I was scrolling through your website for Project OTY, and we'll definitely get into the nuts and bolts of what you're doing. I know you and I spoke before today, and I wanted to give you kind of an opportunity to tell us a little bit more about your program first, how it came to be, how it's going today. So tell us about your journey.
Yeah, well, the journey started 20 some years ago. I worked in the employment staffing industry, worked with thousands of young adults, and really saw a lot of people struggling, you know, kind of going through life. They'd hit a tough moment, transformative type moment. And at that moment was a really critical spot. They'd either go down the path of kind of letting the moment own them, or they'd go down that path of like reinventing themselves and continuing to move forward with confidence. And yeah, for a number of years, I kept asking myself, how do we teach and train everybody to kind of consistently go down path two? And that's what led us to eventually building out a curriculum, eventually developing the program that we're sharing today. But essentially, it's an exercise in helping individuals get very clear about, you know, who they are, where they want to go, how to get there, and start to design and craft and create their definition of success and start to build the future for themselves that they feel passionate about.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, like I said, I was scrolling through your site there. It is comprehensive. It is extensive. There's so much to it. And, you know, like I said, I really want to give you an opportunity to, you know, kind of talk to us about it today. But first, do me a favor, tell us why you decided to create this project. You know, what kind of went into it? I know I was listening to your TED Talk, actually, and I'll kind of let Jeff tell everybody how to access it, but you got to check it out. It's a TED Talk that Jeff did, a couple of years ago, right? I know it was during the pandemic because, you know, you did mention the coronavirus, of course, but, right?
Giving a TED Talk during a coronavirus or a international pandemic was certainly an exercise of its own.
Right.
But we pulled it off, and it speaks a lot to the why, I guess, behind the work that we're doing here. And, you know, I just personally am a big believer that in order for us to solve, whether it's personal problems, team problems, big world problems, you know, it starts with developing cultures of accountability, you know, taking action or taking ownership of our actions and behaviors and, you know, moving towards, you know, somewhat of a common vision. And I feel like the only way we develop really accountable cultures is by focusing on developing personal leadership skills and positioning ourselves, you know, to move forward with confidence so we can make big things happen.
Right.
You know, when we started looking around early in the development of this program, one of the things we noticed was that nowhere in education do we consistently teach individuals, you know, really what it means and how to be the leader in their life. And nowhere in the world of business do we really teach individuals how to design and craft and create the type of future that they want to live. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when we first started sharing this program with young adults who were mostly in their mid-20s, it was an instant game changer for them. But B, what really stood out is literally 100% said, why didn't we learn how to do any of this stuff in school? And so that sort of led us to where we're at today. And we're now sharing the program in schools and with young professionals and community colleges and colleges. And it's going great.
Wow. That's really cool. And, you know, like I said, I had you know, the opportunity to go through some of the things, not only the program entails, but some of the things you were saying on your TED Talk. And, you know, Jeff, I was really moved by what you said about some of the different ideas of what success looks like and, you know, how it's defined for people in all walks of life, whether it's from a grandparent or a teacher or a coach or whoever else. And, you know, kind of how that bar of what success is supposed to look like is so different for everybody in their lives, right? And the anxiety that, you know, it might cause for some, you know, young people. And, you know, also this idea of that transformative moment and, you know, how the paths of our lives can be altered by something that happens, you know, in a moment's, you know, change. I mean, obviously the coronavirus pandemic, thank God we're on the other side of it, but, you know, that was definitely, you know, a huge moment in everyone's life. And I think that, you know, these things happen and we have to be prepared for them. And I was really kind of struck by what you said about, you know, the percentage of people who have some form of anxiety or fear-related illness, you know, and that biggest group of only reported cases was the adolescent females, right? Something like 38%. I mean, that's just a striking number, you know, that stands out at me. It stands out at, you know, at anybody who hears that. But, you know, I bring this up because it's kind of an all-encompassing in terms of what you are doing. And I kind of wanted to get your take because it's sort of the philosophy behind, you know, what the, you know, what Project OTY is doing. So, I mean, how do we rectify this? Are we lacking in terms of helping kids, like you were saying before, like in schools? I mean, like, are we not giving them the opportunity to reach their fullest, you know, potential? And is the current system kind of failing our kids? Are we not delving deep enough? What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, systems evolve and change with time, right? And like, and we're going through a transformative time as a, you know, as a world that we've never experienced before. And, you know, I would argue that this transformation started long before the pandemic. The pandemic was really what kind of brought it to light for a lot of people. But, you know, the first iPhone was just sold in 2007, and it's really only, what, 15 years ago. So not that long ago. And really, after the employment industry, I spent years in the world of online marketing and seeing the data behind the scenes. And, you know, put yourself in the position of being an adolescent or a young adult today. You've got more visibility to what's going on around the world than any previous generation. You wake up every morning and you see really big world problems or even local issues that a lot of us never had visibility to prior. You know, that when the news is speaking about 70% of the jobs that are going to exist in 5 years don't even exist today.
Wow.
You know, starts to create a lot of uncertainty about the future. You know, then you throw in social media and this age of comparison. You're a young adult. You're trying to compare yourself and your lives. And then you've got the voices of parents and grandparents and teachers and mentors and coaches. And that list goes on and on, all sharing their definition of success. You know, it really becomes challenging for a young adult today to, you know, figure out what really their unique definition of success is. Mm-hmm. And then more importantly, how to develop the confidence to go, you know, make it happen. And, you know, some individuals are growing up in a spot where they've got strong support around them. But even those kids are struggling, right? Mm-hmm. Like we see the numbers. And I think the number you're referring to is 38% of female adolescents have been diagnosed and are being treated for some form of mental health and anxiety and depression and uncertainty. Well, and that's only those that have been diagnosed and treated, right? Like the number's probably twice that big. And it's a trend we've been watching come for a long time. A lot of people are aware of it right now. A lot of people are working on it. One of the solutions that we present in our program is this whole concept of taking individuals through a learning journey so they feel safe that, you know, they do have some control and ownership over the type of life they want to create for themselves. We walk them through a process of developing what a vision of success looks like, you know, after really coming to realization that, hey, look, no two people are the same. Everybody's on their own unique path. And it's okay for them to craft a vision of success for themselves that's unique to them. Mm-hmm. And we do this in a unique way where we isolate some thinking. And for these various bullet points. We figure out what fears we're going to need to manage, who we can enroll to help us, how to put our vision into a language that we can clearly articulate to others, and mm-hmm. how to enroll others and start to build a team around you. And, you know, and then obviously we talk about, you know, goals for measuring progress and performance, and really being able to position a student to feel confident in their next steps. And really with a lot of the theory being is that when you personally develop that vision of success, you believe it's possible. Now you head out the door and you start making choices and decisions with intent and purpose to sort of bring that vision to life. When life throws you a transformative moment or a curveball, you also now have a process to revisit and reinvent yourself quickly versus becoming kind of a victim of that circumstance.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can just speak from personal experience with that. I mean, being, you know, look, everybody was impacted, those first couple of weeks and that those first couple of months of the pandemic, you know, just having to be stuck at home and not being able to, you know, go out, see friends, see family, work in your actual, you know, workplace with, you know, physically being there with people. I mean, we were on our Zoom calls and our, you know, our Google Meets with kids those first few months, and it was difficult. I mean, I tell you, anybody who I speak to that lived through, I mean, how many people can you actually talk to who lived through a pandemic before COVID? That probably wasn't many, right? The last one was in the 1920s. So, you know, you kind of have that transformative moment and you can, you know, decide how you want it to define what you do next. And it absolutely helped me out. It helped me, you know, kind of put some things together for what I'm doing with Long Island Prep. And obviously, you know, what you're, you know, I'm speaking of in terms of what young people can, you know, basically take from, you know, from that, you know, COVID transformative moment in their own lives. And I think your program really does kind of just hit on all of those main points, and it gives them the opportunity to organize it and to plan it and to be active participants. I mean, I think for me, Jeff, as an educator, being, you know, giving kids that power to be that active participant in their plans and in their future, it's just fascinating. It's just such a great concept, and I'm working that with Long Island Prep. I think you've kind of connected those dots, you know, with what's missing with so many kids. And I think, you know, and you know, look, not only are you helping them plan their future, but you're most importantly making them active participants in that process. You know, it's designed that way, right? And, you know, I think it's, you know, of all that's going on today, like we said, the speed of life, like, you know, the way you put it to me with our prior conversation, it's so true. Just tell us a little bit about how your program kind of takes these concepts and applies them to what kids need to do most, and why, you know, their active participation is so crucial. You know, it seems to me that in the face of, you know, and the pace of today's world, it's unfortunate that if kids aren't keeping up, you know, with that pace, they fall behind. So, I mean, how specifically can Project OTY, you know, take all of that into account and help these kids?
Yeah, those are all good points. There's a lot in there to sort of unpack, but the, I think the big one is remembering that these kids are thinking about things far beyond what we thought about at early ages. And, you know, the quicker that we can position them to start really taking ownership of some of those thoughts and taking accountability over some of those actions and behaviors so that they can move forward with intent and purpose and make choices that they're confident in, the sooner we can do that, the better. One of the challenges that I saw originally in the world of business, let's say, and I mean, just really the internet in general, there's so much information. Like, there's no shortage of information around personal development, leadership development, SEL or social and emotional learning type development. The challenge is, I see a couple challenges, is there's so much information, it can become overwhelming. So we don't even take the steps to really dive in. Or we're often presenting the what and the why, which are important, but we're not literally showing an individual how. And so what I felt was really important in this program was to, you know, ask the critical questions, but do it in a way that allows an individual to sort of define that how for themselves, layer the thinking. So we're not thinking about everything at once, but we're going to think about X, and then we're going to think about Y, and then we're going to think about Z. But as they go through the program, they discover how it all sort of layers on top of itself, again, to sort of reinforce that confidence. But it's a journey in figuring out your how. Right. I'm a big believer that, you know, life isn't necessarily about finding your purpose. It's about creating your purpose, right? So that becomes your why. You know, what you're going to do is, and what those choices and decision make are your what. But it's almost like we have to back up and walk individuals and students through sort of this self-discovery of critical thinking to start to take some ownership of the how.
Yeah. I mean, and again, that like is echoes of that brings in that whole concept of bringing, you know, their participation at the forefront, right, Jeff? I mean, I think who's going to be a better architect of their future and be an active participant better than the actual, you know, student who you're, you know, trying to help out here? And, you know, I was just curious if you can kind of tell us about your team, like some of the processes that kind of go through, you know, this project and how it actually operates and how it, you know, manifests itself with what you do with your, you know, with your, I guess, your participant, right, your student. Like, what support, you know, groups do you have around you kind of, you know, aiding you and your, you know, and your students kind of, you know, go through the process and get to where they need to be?
Well, it's been a 20-year journey. So we've been developing a lot of support along the way, anywhere from some of the legislatures and, you know, representatives in Oregon to, you know, key individuals in various school districts helping us frame this. There's been leaders, both from a business and just parent leaders, community leaders that have had a hand in sort of pulling this together. But really, and then we've had behavioral psychologists go through the program. And so it's been a lot of years of modifying and testing and sharing and getting the feedback to get it to where it is today. Part of the reason we call it a project is, we, you know, our goal is to see it continue to evolve until really it becomes, you know, something that is, you know, fits very naturally into every classroom across, you know, across the country. But probably the biggest input's been the students themselves. I mean, they're going through this process and we have them rank themselves prior, you know, we go through some ranking and surveying prior to the process to really just kind of get an understanding of where their current confidence level is. And we do the same on the backside. And to date, with the high school level, we've probably shared this with about over 5,000 students representing over 35 different countries of origin.
Wow.
And over 94% of the students are coming out of the program saying they feel more organized, more focused, more motivated, and what I think is the big one, more confident in their future. Right. When we've shared this in community colleges and with universities, we're seeing that number hit almost 99%. And
that's awesome.
You know, the difference, I think a big part of why this is connecting so much is it's 100% student focused. It's not us telling students what to do. It's more we're leading them to unlock a lot of what's already inside of them and helping them frame that into a perspective that creates that sort of confidence.
I love that. And, you know, the platform you have online kind of frames it, like you said, frames it out for them, helps them work through it, but they're doing it themselves. They're the ones on opening those doors, unlocking those doors, and kind of moving through, right, the whole OTY platform to get to that place where eventually they can use what they've, you know, basically learned about themselves to create this future for themselves, being active participants, correct?
Yeah. And well, and the beauty is once they've worked through the process, so they're going to go through a process of figuring out their unique strengths, developing that vision, figuring out the fear, some of the stuff I mentioned earlier. But then we layer on some modules around, you know, recognizing accountable versus victim type behaviors, mm-hmm. you know, putting yourself in a position to see opportunities or positive type accidents that, you know, maybe weren't as clear prior, or, you know, the art of developing habits and routines to support you in becoming whoever it is you want to become. But but probably one of the biggest takeaways is at the end of the program, they actually have a tangible roadmap. I mean, it's literally all of what we just spoke about, you know, in a tangible form that they can then turn around and share with parents or guardians or mentors or coaches or teachers who can kind of lean in and provide additional questions or additional clarification or present, you know, additional ideas to think about in terms of helping that student, you know, pursue their success. you know, one of my big concerns is that often when life throws us a curveball, we feel like we have to reinvent everything in our life. And this program is positioning young adults to realize you might only need to change a couple spokes in the wheel, right? These other 8 out of 10 bullet points that you've identified as being important, you know, those are still applicable. Like you can still achieve those. And in the essence, we've had some students say, "Is you're really helping me learn how to create a plan B or C when plan A doesn't work out," which we know often happens throughout the course of life.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jeff, there's so much to this program. And I got to be honest, at first, it's just a little bit overwhelming because, like, you go onto the website, you kind of walk through what it all, you know, encompasses and, you know, what it's so comprehensive, you know, if you go through it all. And I'm really impressed with how it kind of finds all the gaps in that process. So, like you said, setting up kids to play that game of life, you know, as, you know, we kind of, the way you put it to me, and it fills those gaps, you know, and then some. I mean, it's just a soup to nuts process. And you've got the testimonials to validate its purpose and its success. But I want you to brag a little bit, you know, today about what you've been hearing about your program on the street. I mean, how have the participants, what are you hearing today about how it's going? And look, I know you've got, you know, the stats, you've got the testimonials, but what are you hearing organically today? And that just kind of gives you this sense that, yeah, you know what, this thing's really going to take off and do well.
Yeah, well, from students themselves, you know, we hear a lot about this helped me gain clarity. This helped me gain focus. This helped me sort of understand how to deal with difficulties in life. And, you know, from teachers, we're hearing things like, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me sort of prepare students on the inside before we send them to the outside. I mean, there's quotes we've had teachers say, well, if you could really get this out there to everybody, this could have a massive global impact. And I mean, it's humbling to hear all of that. And I know we've got a team and we've put a lot of work into this, but to, you know, literally see people, you know, starting to achieve things that they never thought were possible is one of the, you know, greatest satisfactions of the program. The very first student who went through this, her name was Betsy. And I mean, she's an interesting story, but, you know, around her early 20s, she was starting to ask her, she'd done all the right things. She went to school, you know, graduated as a top of the class type student, went to college, you know, continued with good grades, even got a job for a couple of years. But mid 20s, she was almost hitting like this quarter life crisis of trying to figure out, well, what does she really want to do? And so she was the first to go through this whole program, and she identified 20 bullet points that would represent success to her, you know, 10 years down the road when she'd be about 35. And then she ended up achieving 18 of those 20 in the next 2 years.
Wow.
You know, so really what it did was it put her specifically in a position to be able to now make choices and decisions that were in alignment with who she wanted to become.
Right.
So as all this information's coming at her and all this mixed messaging that we experience, you know, just in the days with the internet and just the amount of speed of life, it allowed her to sort of, like I said, pick and choose what is or isn't important.
Yeah. And I guess kind of slow down the speed of life, right? And kind of pick at it like one at a time to really kind of develop these plans for themselves for the future, Jeff. That's so great. So awesome. Let's do me just one favor real quick. We'll take a break for a moment and tell you about our sponsor, Long Island Prevention and Resilience Enrichment Program. Working directly with schools, Long Island Prep has created a 3 pillars of action plan to provide drug abuse prevention education for kids in schools, community awareness, and professional development for educators, parents, and professionals in our communities, and new early identification and intervention technology for crisis intervention teams in schools and parents at home. You can learn more about Long Island Prep and the 3 pillars of action by visiting our website, www.longislandprep.org. We are here talking with Jeff Otis, the founder of Project OTY, a real leader in his community. He's helping kids navigate their future in such a great way. He's taking this concept really of self-help, self-advocacy, self-development, really self-activism. And, you know, he's taken it to an entirely new level. And you talk about empowering kids and empowering change. The framework of this program from the start is to empower kids to take control of their lives and their futures. And it's so great to talk to leaders like you, Jeff. You know, I have to say, since I began this podcast, it's so nice to kind of, you know, get involved with and talk to people who are just, you know, you're smart, you're motivated, you're hardworking, you know, and you take your knowledge and your expertise and you bring it to, in my opinion, the most important population of people, you know, in our country and in our world, and that's our kids. You know, and I think we can both agree these days with everything going on in the world, it's so needed. And, you know, I kind of wanted to ask you from your perspective, if you can kind of go through it being on the other side, obviously, of the COVID-19 pandemic, the state of our politics. I mean, you go through all the issues that kids are facing today, the overdose and suicide rates are rising. Where are we as a society and how can we kind of turn this around? Now, look, I know it's a loaded question. I know there's a lot to unpack and I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but look, I see it personally as an inflection point for leaders like you and I, you know, to really kind of do what we're doing and make a difference for the future. But what do you think? And like, how can we kind of use, you know, see Project OTY being that difference maker with kids going forward with so much, you know, tumultuous things going on in the world today? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you're unlocking a big, big question. I kind of almost want to go back to repeat what I said earlier. It's like, well, how do you solve the world's biggest problems, right?
Right.
Like, you've got to develop cultures of accountability. And as a society, I'd say we're trying to get better at it, but not in all areas. Some areas are struggling more than others. Mm-hmm. You know, things are transforming and changing quickly. But we do need to create some level of consistency in terms of, you know, how we're preparing students for life after school. Yeah. We know that when we don't do things consistently, we end up with unpredictable results and we end up in reactive environments. And, you know, so I think in a lot of cases, you look at the world of education, it's still reacting to the pandemic and reacting to, well, what sure. does the future of education look like? But it's a slow moving ship. So it'd be nice to be able to remove some of the politics and move with a little bit more efficiency and speed. But that's sort of the state we're in. And I think we need to continue to make some of those changes. I fear that things like public education will be obsolete in years in the not too distant future if we don't, you know, sort of rapidly address some of the changes. You know, the other thing I want to point out is in the world of business, right? Like, this is where the whole program started, by sharing this with young leaders. And today, you know, we still have businesses that are using this to cultivate and help develop their teams. If you imagine, you know, if you imagine a young adult, a young professional going through the program, building their roadmap, and then being able to have a conversation with their supervisor, employer, about the type of life they're trying to build for themselves. Well, now you're creating a world in which both the employer and the employee can work in harmony towards some sort of common vision of success. When we shared this program with about 175 employees, for example, we saw 12 employees wanting to learn how to play guitar. Well, it had nothing to do with our business, but it cost us $1,000 to be able to, you know, start to teach these individuals the basics of guitar.
Right.
And so what do you think happened? Morale went up, you know, attrition went down, turnover went down, attrition went up. We started building cultures of teams and, you know, it prompted our organizations to thrive and do really well. I think we're filling this unusual gap with this program between, you know, somewhere between leadership development and life coaching, but taking a very universal approach to it.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, I know we're kind of going through each, you know, aspect here, but, you know, you kind of bring up very interesting point and, you know, you kind of mentioned public education and, obviously that's an interest of mine considering that I am a teacher, but, there's obviously a whole lot there. And, you know, I kind of wanted to bring this point up to you because I'm interested to see how this impacts you and your program model. And, you know, I'll tell you why. As a teacher, being around teenagers my whole career, you know, you see it a lot, you hear it a lot. There are conversations with your colleagues in the faculty room about what you see and hear every day. And look, so often these ideas kind of manifest in your mind about how to help kids through some of the things they endure, you know, throughout their lives. And, you know, I think it's a really important point to keep in mind too, while, you know, you do your job as a teacher, which is this. Look, you're not going to change. You're not going to save the world as much as you want to. You're not going to save every kid. It's just not practical, you know. So you sort of shift your mindset in that, okay, maybe not all of them, but how about this idea of just helping as many as you can? And I think I've kind of, you know, taken that approach with the programs with Long Island Prep. And I think working with the focal point of a community, which is the school district, and with the parents, I can tell you and everyone listening that it's not an easy task to bring school districts into the mix on a large scale. There's a lot of resistance. Like you said before, there's a lot of politics, unfortunately. But with your program, I know that you are working with school districts and it's a major component. So just talk about, you know, how that dynamic is like in your neck of the woods. Is there that resistance and how do you kind of overcome it? Because, you know, it's really a force that you have to, you know, kind of reckon with each time you talk to a new school district and try to get this great idea and this great program and this great platform that you have and get them to use it, right? There's so much there. You kind of have to, there's a lot of hurdles, right?
Well, there's hurdles. And I think, you know, it starts like a lot of, whether it's us or anybody else, I mean, it starts with cultivating some champions that, you know, dive in and understand it and take the time to understand it. It's usually time is the big constraint, right? Like, and look, I mean, I also, you know, I can empathize with school districts. They're getting hit with, you know, ed tech and, you know, new solutions coming from 1,000 different angles.
Yeah,
so totally. It's not easy to,
right,
you know, weave through it all and make decisions. And you certainly don't have the time to look at it all. And what was really important in our program was to develop this to be plug and play. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really add any time to a teacher's plate or a district's plate. In the process, we're able to aggregate and share with the school or district data to what's actually going on inside the heads of their students so that they can start to formulate and provide opportunities for additional learning that's in alignment with a lot of what the students want to learn about. And look, the schools and districts are caught in catch 22s. You know, they can see what the students need, but at the same point, they're kind of stuck meeting some antiquated state or federal sort of requirements. And they're somewhere in the middle playing,
right,
you know, kind of trying to play both sides. But our goal from the beginning has been create this in a way that's easy, create it in a way that's easy to share with others. And with a lot of these districts, we start in schools, we start by, what we did is we developed a variation on this program designed for leaders, you know, people who are already in a role of leading others. It's the same 16 steps, just speaking, not all, you know, helping a person not only figure out kind of their vision of success, but thinking about their team in that process. And so getting a lot of the educators to go through it for themselves first takes a couple hours to get through the program, but that's been a game changer in people really understanding, you know, just the strength of this program.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, again, being in the education world, I know the constraints. I mean, whether it's time, whether it's money, whether it's motivation, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into why educators, you know, there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of things that are working against them to get the, you know, look, we have a lot of, you know, things on our plate already, a lot of responsibilities, but, you know, to have a program like yours and, you know, same thing with Long Island Prep. I mean, I thought the same thing. We need to make it easier, not more difficult. We need to save time, not add time, because if you're adding more and more, I mean, it's just not going to get any traction. I mean, I just know that from experience. And, you know, the fact that you've kind of taken that concept into developing what, you know, with what you have, you know, with the platform, with OTY, it's just, that's a really important, you know, aspect to it. And you know, I kind of, you know, have to applaud you on that, because being a teacher and being in that world, like, yeah, if we're kind of put, you know, if more is put on our plate and our lives are made more difficult, I think it's going to be a lot more challenging to get programs like yours implemented, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're seeing kind of the results of some of that. I mean, we're seeing, you know, teachers leave the profession and mm-hmm. principals leave the profession at a, you know, at a quicker rate than others. I mean, I think the pandemic, you know, was a big, big struggle for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I also think we missed a big opportunity. We had the pandemic and we started creating new ways to learn, but in a lot of respect, we went right back to where we were.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we're still sitting on this opportunity to kind of reinvent and think about the student from the student's perspective in terms of, you know, preparing them really for life after school, you know, especially when things aren't going to slow down in terms of the pace at which they're changing.
Absolutely. No, of course it's going to get, you know, it's going to get faster and there's going to be more, more for them to do. So, you know, like I said, I applaud what you're doing. Last one for me, Jeff, I'm really excited about telling everyone about the project. I think you've put some really great concepts together, made such interesting and important connections, you know, in terms of the tools kids need to shape their own futures. And I'm so confident that it's going to be a smashing success. It's going to get noticed more than it already is. So I just wanted to see if maybe you wanted to play a fortune teller here and tell the future, but I don't want to put you on the spot again, but you know, I just want to kind of to get your outlook on what this is going to look like for Project OTY moving forward. I know, you know, the process of growing, you know, well, I started grassroots myself with Long Island Prep and it's already come so far with, you know, so much more growth to come hopefully, but give us your plans and, you know, kind of speak to us about how you're going to get these programs utilized more around the country. What's the next step for you and for Project?
Yeah, that's a great question. I appreciate you asking it. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we have to keep our focus on the student and the young adults and the young professionals that are trying to figure out and craft and identify that future. Like, I feel if we keep our focus there, the word, I mean, it organically starts to spread, especially based on, you know, what people are saying they're getting out of the program. And right, as we continue to gather feedback, it will get better and better. My ultimate goal is sharing this in every high school and college, you know, across the country. I think it's that important. I think when people dig in and really see what people are getting out of it, they'll tend to agree. I think we need to be open to change. I mean, I think it's really interesting that when we've got state requirements that are still asking a student to figure out how to start their resume as a freshman in high school, right, and there's really not much to put on a resume. I mean, ultimately, what's going to become more important for a hiring manager? Is it going to be the resume or is it going to be, you know, vision and a roadmap of what the person you're hiring, but their unique insight into their unique strengths and insight into the life they're trying to build for themselves. I know as a hiring leader myself, it was always more important for me to understand where a person was going and how they're going to be able to use their unique strengths versus where they've been. So I think we're going to see, I think our program will have the ability to start to kind of even shift how we look at resumes and how we look at a hiring process and how we develop teams and cultures. I think the long-term impact of this is we create a society that's really looking out for each other.
That's great. Yeah. And I couldn't agree more. That's why I was kind of, you know, when you and I first started talking about you coming on and just kind of trading some emails back and forth, and then I really kind of got to know what you're doing and how amazing it is. I mean, it's just such a, you've taken problems, real life problems, and bam, you've applied solutions. And like I said, 20 years in the making. I mean, that's a long time. I'm only 5 years in with Long Island Prep, but 20 years is a long time. So you know that you've, you know, Jeff's done his homework, folks. He's got it all kind of, you know, working well, and we're so glad that he's doing it. I know it's going to be a huge success across the country, Jeff. We're rooting for you. I'm so happy to have you on. Thank you so much for what you're doing, how much you have to offer kids, empowering the change we need. And it's really important work, you know. So Jeff, do us a favor. Tell us how we can reach out to you, the best way to learn more about you and Project OTY, websites. You have any social media you want to share about that TED Talk, what we can put in Google, let us know.
Yeah, Paul, I appreciate all that. And, you know, just, we didn't really mention it enough, but kudos to you for the work you're doing as well. I mean, you know, look, there's a lot of people doing a lot of work trying to help and support the coming generations. A lot of us recognize, you know, things have changed a lot and are going to continue to change. Yeah. I mean, but kudos to the work you're doing. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Jeff.
Having me on. If anybody wants to get in touch, our website's projectoty.com. You can go on there. You can see what people are saying about the program. You'll notice that we've got sort of a page dedicated to individuals, a page specifically for business, and then a page for education. Really, those are the three areas that we're sharing the program in. We're at Project OTY on Instagram and Facebook and I think we're on Twitter.
Yeah, social media is a new world to me too.
If anybody wants to connect and ask questions and learn more, I mean, just reach out to myself on, you can find me on LinkedIn or an email through the website. Happy to explore and bring you up to speed.
All right. Great. Outstanding. Jeff Otis, it was great speaking with you today. We wish you all the luck with the project. Thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And of course, thank all of you for joining us today here on the Mission Z Empowering Change podcast, sponsored by Long Island Prep. And if you're a parent or professional in your community or an educator in your town, don't forget to visit the website, www.longislandprep.org, to learn more about our three pillars of action for drug abuse prevention and mental health awareness. And of course, don't forget to visit the missionzpodcast.com website. Smash that subscribe button. And of course, keep your eyes posted for the next episode of the Mission Z Empowering Change podcast. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.